A young Waikato TikTok creator is using his platform to raise awareness of HIV as he comes to terms with his own recent diagnosis. Araponi Tāne Te Awamana joins us on the line. Kia ora ewa, how are you?
Oh, good, thank you. Kia ora.
Right off the bat, I want to know, did you know much about HIV before your diagnosis?
No, I didn't. I was really uneducated around HIV. I just still had that 1980s mentality as well. Like, I thought it was just passed on through male to male. And when I got diagnosed, that's when I started to learn more about it. And it's not, and anyone can catch it.
And that's interesting that you bring up those sort of misconceptions, because really, it isn't the fault. It isn't your fault that those misconceptions sort of exist, isn't it? It's a build-up of sort of a lot of misinformation, whether intentional or not, over the decades, particularly when the virus emerged in the 1980s. Let's talk about your content as well and the kind of videos that you produce and you put up. So just give us an example of something that you might put on TikTok and what you discuss as well.
So I do a lot of advocating. I like to use personal experiences to advocate for others because they're walking my shoes. I do a lot of work around and within the health sector. So like the measles campaign, I've done suicide advocation, a few things, and now I'm starting to get into advocating for people living with HIV, which is cool.
Yeah. That is cool, bro. I want to talk with that kōrero. Hey, I want to talk about your own sort of, you know, this is an educational sort of interview, and so it's just for me as well. I'd like to know what some of your symptoms are, or what you have to deal with on a daily basis. Talk us through some of that stuff.
So before I was diagnosed, I thought I actually had the flu, and I had that for about 2 months where I felt quite sick, and I was coughing, sore throat, phlegmy cough. I was taking night and day medication because I thought it was the flu, and I started to lose weight drastically, like dramatically. Like, I lost 13 kgs. My mouth started to show bumps all over within the inside, and that was fever bumps. My tongue turned white, and that's when I decided to go to the doctors and get a checkup. With treatment, those symptoms have gone away. Not entirely. The weight loss is still continuing regardless of what I'm eating. But, yeah, I guess it's just more so emotional for me when I found out that was a big shock, and dealing with it was hard. But it took about a week and a half to sort of come to terms with it, and, yeah.
And as far as treatment, how easy is that to access?
Treatments are really easy to access. So anyone that tests positive for HIV is automatically eligible for free treatment, and you can get that done through your GP. There also is medication called PrEP, and that's something that anyone can take that is at high risk of catching HIV. So say their partner has HIV, or you know, they have male-to-male relationships. They all categorize under a high risk, and they're able to take a pill once a day, and that just prevents the risk of catching HIV.
And how can I find a good access to information and resources? Let's just say, for instance, we've got some whānau here listening, and they might have had a recent diagnosis, or indeed they have somebody in their immediate family, or perhaps their friend group, who's also had a diagnosis. How do they access that information?
There's a really good website online, and it's Ending HIV. And they range from getting a free test, so you can get tests sent to your address for free, for HIV, contraception. They have lots of information, and they've also linked a new website, and it's a Māori website. And it's a Māori website that just opened up, I think, within the recent 2 weeks, I'm pretty sure. And it's called, sorry,
That's
I've
okay.
lost
What? That's all right. That's all right. We'll find
Oh, it's
the.
called, it's Toi Tū Te Ao, and it's a Māori HIV organization.
Toitū te ao. Well, thank you for that. I also want to know, as far as your content, you're using your own experiences to help Buffy and educate people as well. What's been some of the feedback?
I've had so much feedback regarding it, so much support. People are reaching out how they can get involved in that sort of space to help others. I've also noticed a lot of uneducated, and it is passed down through generations. But yeah, that's mainly why I'm pushing those videos out there.
And it would seem that TikTok is sort of ubiquitous for that, in the sense that there are, now thousands and thousands of different creators from all around the world who can simply record a very short video, upload it, and then there is the potential there for it to be seen by millions and millions and millions of people. Isn't that right? And so, inevitably you're going to get feedback, a lot of it positive, I'm sure, but then some of it negative. If you were to give sort of a number, or if you were to, say how much is it, how much of that feedback is bad, how much of it is good, what would you say it is?
I would say 90% of it is good, and there's that 10% that is negative feedback. I
And
wouldn't say negative, I'll just say uneducated.
right, and what are some of those comments?
The comments that I'm getting are just people saying ooh.
It's really disrespectful
People
stuff, I
have
guess,
been
eh? Yeah.
just quite disgusted, and I've been told by people not to lip bottles, lip cups, but that's not how you catch HIV.
Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you this morning, Arapuni. I wanted to say thank you for sharing your story with us as well, and I tautoku your mahi on TikTok. Like I said,
Thank you.
it's an enormous space with the potential for millions and millions of views. So the fact that you're using something like that, for something that is inherently positive, I wanted to talk with that. Have a wonderful rest of your day, Ewa.
You too. Thank you.